We are going through Bezrat Hashem, another day of life, another 24-hour period that we could take advantage of in the proper fashion, bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring us eternal good, bring us the Yad Hashem in this world. That's what life is about, another day, another day. Yoim Yoim Yamas Lanu, every day is another unit that we could, Hashem fills up with bracha, and we could fill it even more with bracha, with our Maisim Tovim. In these times, the Yetzer Hara realizes that it's time for tremendous growth and therefore tries to distract us, or distracts us with fear for the future, concern about the past, or just curiosity and being glued to the different sources of information, which really does not do anything for us or even give us any clarity of the situation. There's no way you're getting 100% clarity anyway. David HaMelech said, David, Shofteini Hashem, ki ani betumi holachti. Hashem should be my judge, because I betumi means sholem, like we said before. I completely put myself in your hand, and that's something that David HaMelech was on Madreka, that he felt that Hashem could judge it. Some of Farshim say, Shofteini be my judge against those who are going against me, and give me the power that you have to overpower them. Because if we make ourselves subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we come connected to Hashem and we have His power. That is the true force of Klal Yisrael. Going past our limitations, connecting to Hashem and getting Hashem's unlimited power in everything we do. And David HaMelech is telling us the way it has to be is betumi, complete, as much as we can. Put ourselves completely in Hashem's hand. We are aware of what's going on. We are noisy ba'oil in the tzar. There's still many people that are not at home. I heard that the people going on dates are having a hard time finding lobbies. They're all the hotels in Yerushalayim are full with displaced persons. It's disheartening. Baruch Hashem, many of them have gone back, but there's still many that are not at home in the north and the south. And together with that, all the other tzar, the hostages and many of them that are there, and the soldiers that are mamish in the most dangerous missions right now. Their families, we're their families. We have to feel that we're part of them. The fact that I feel so much in the hands of Hashem, I rely on Hashem completely, and Hashem is the midas harachma v'kadosh baruch hu. Lo emod, I will never shake. I'll be steadfast. The more steadfast we are in habitachon Hashem, the more steadfast we are in everything in life. It gives us energy. It gives us koiches. And this is such a special time to work on it. When things seem to be so much out of control, that is the time for us to strengthen our feeling that isn't controlled. And the only way we could do it is like we've been saying the past weeks, of paying more attention to the fact that we are constantly, every second of our life, in Hashem's hands. He's giving us life. He's giving us the amazing bodies that we have. Giving us our sustenance, even if we're not in the highest level of health, but the fact that we are alive is a result of unlimited amounts of Hashgachas, Yad HaShemayah, working within our bodies and around us. Look outside, the sun is shining, the blue sky, the weather is comfortable. Hashem positioned us exactly in the right position. If we'd be a little bit closer to the sun, we'd burn up. A little bit further away from the sun, everything would be frozen. Everything is exact. Uchushban. Assessed and calibrated for our existence. When we take a cup of water, Shahakol Liyabitvaro, don't just drink it. Realize it's water. H2O, also especially designed for life. has so many, so many camel characteristics unique to itself that make it the most perfect medium for everything we need. That's why when we drink the cup of water, shahakol nivizvaru, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the water is the source of all life. It's the basic component of all life. Without water, nothing can live. And scientists had tested all different other type of liquids, chemicals, to see if they have the properties of water. None of them come close to it. And so many different factors. All the other things that we have around us, the food we eat, the air we breathe. Kol neshama tehalel ko. We have to thank Hashem for every neshima, every breath that we breathe. And kamuvan, the greatest of all, the special hashgacha that Hashem has over Klal Yisrael. Am chai v'kayim. I was in Shabbos. Shevet brachos. And it was a wonderful get-together because we had come out every type of Jew over there. More from, less from, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, Chassidish, Litvish. And it was so nice that everybody really felt that we belong to one another. That's our natural state. It's another one of those things that Yetzer confuses us. But when we get shaken up a little bit, we realize that we are Am Echod. We are the one nation of Hashem, the chosen nation of Hashem, the only nation that was given the Torah Kedusha. So this is what we take for today. Fill up another day to me as much as we can. Complete Bitochen Hashem based on the fact that we look back at the physical chasodim, the spiritual chasodim, the fact that we are able to be here in Eretz Yisrael, we're able to be here in this special time. And meet Hashem. Hashem will be our shofet. He will judge the enemies and destroy all of them. And we meet Hashem. Loi emod. We will not be shaken. We will be steadfast. We will appreciate more and more what we have. Take more, better advantage of the time we have. For avodas Hashem. Appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Having more peace of mind under all circumstances. Be zeicher to the good of Mehavim.